May we all sing with joy our love of God. Amen. So there's a podcast called Aria Code, and it's about opera, specifically about arias in opera. Now, since I've listened to one episode, I know a smidgen more about opera than I did a week ago. But really what I know about opera comes from when my Uncle Chuck was alive. He would put opera records on all the time at my grandma's house. And the house would fill with these big voices, making big magical sounds that I had no idea what it meant. But it sounded amazing. And my four-year-old self would traipse around the living room thinking I could belt out an aria with the best of them, to the unending annoyance of my uncle. And the host of the podcast describes arias as these perfect little moments of song, and that these perfect little moments are filled with awe-inspiring power and majesty. And this is how I see Mary. Every time we say the Magnificat with her, I see Mary throwing her head back, her arms wide open, belting out the words with pure love and devotion to God. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Here are these two pregnant women, one of whom is much older than Mary, and her son, the messenger, will close in age. The other is young, and her son, the message, will usher in a new age. And then Mary lowers her head and looks straight into Elizabeth's eyes as she struts towards her in joy, as she continues her song, "Get ready, because the world is going to be turned upside down." I was also struck by these words of our collect for today: "At his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself." How incredibly amazing to think of ourselves as a mansion, this vast space of being, created to hold a space for Jesus within us, within our lives. By God's daily visitation to us, we too are invited to be a dwelling place for Jesus. God is inviting us to hold Jesus within us, and that is amazing. But what does it mean exactly to have Jesus dwelling within us? And I think Mary gives us an answer. We are to lift up the lowly, fill the hungry with good things, give our strength to those in need. And when those with power abuse it, we are to use our voices to express our dissent. And one of the beautiful things about Epiphany is our generosity. From November through December, we're feeding people or helping families. And another most beautiful thing about Epiphany is that we don't only do these things in November and December. We do this all year round. We care for and feed people all the time. The words and song of praise these two women prophetically proclaim is the gospel. God is working salvation for us in Jesus. And their meeting is about the confirmation of hope, the fulfillment of a promise, and God's love for us. So let us each belt out our own arias of praise and thanksgivings. Amen.